Today's daf is Shabbos daf Tes Zayin, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Tes Vov Amid Beis Kli Zechuches My Taima. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Chava Bas Hillel. So we're moving along in the sugya known as the Yud Ches Dvarim. Specifically, these were 18 points of dispute between the Talmidim of Shammai and the Talmidim of Hillel. The Gemara says they fought about it, and ultimately, Nimnu Vegamru, they took a vote, and the verdict was that the halacha would be like Beis Shammai regarding all Yud Ches Dvarim. The vote took place in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin. So who exactly was Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin? So his claim to fame was twofold. Number one, he's the author of the Megillas Tainus. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Baram, Zachar Isa Yish Latoiv, because were it not for him, Sefer Yecheskel was at the brink of being hidden for good. And he dedicated his life. He took 300 barrels of oil. He went to an attic. The Yoshev, the Darshan, and he darshaned the psukim of Sefer Yecheskel. Either way, the Gemara had mentioned the first nine of the Yud Ches Dvarim. All halacha is related to Tumah v'Tahira. And then somewhere along the way, the Gemara digressed a little bit. So the majority of today's daf is actually going to be a continuation of the digression of the Gemara. A little less so as far as discussing the actual Yud Ches Dvarim. So on Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara brought a brisa. The brisa said, Yosi ben Yoyezer ish Tzreda v'Yosi ben Yoichanan ish Yerushalayim. So they were both Gedoyle Yisrael at some point in history. We'll see more about that at the end of the Daf. Gozru Tuma Aleretz Amin Val Kli Zechuches. So they contributed two very important takonis. Number one, they said, Eretz Amin, meaning Chutz Laretz is Tame. The second thing they said was that glass, although midiraisa is not mekabel tuma, but midirabanon it would be mekabel tuma. The Gemara then brought another braisa on daf tezvava mid aleph, where the Gemara said Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, who was lying on his deathbed, said over in the name of his father Rabbi Yosi, who said that 80 years actually charev habayis, 80 years before the churbin, gazru tuma leretz amin, the leaders of Klai Yisrael at the time were goyzer tuma on eretz amin. Additionally, they were goyzer tuma on klei zchuches, and the Gemara asked the stira. So who was Geyser Tuma on Eretz Amin? Was it Yosi ben Yoyezer and Yosi ben Yoichanan, or was it 80 years before the Churban? And the Gemara reconciled the Teretz. What's interesting is that the Gemara never asked the Kasha, the other obvious contradiction, and that is who was Geyser on Kli Zchuches? The same stira that the Gemara spent the whole Amid discussing. Was it Yosi ben Yoyezer and Yosi ben Yoichanan that were Geyser Tuma on Eretz Amin? Or was it 80 years before the Churban that the Chachamim were Geyser Tuma on Eretz Amim? You have regarding Kli Zchuches, same braisa. The braisa says that it was the two Yoisis that were Geyser Tuma on Kli Zchuches, and here you have the braisa that says it was 80 years before the Churban that they were Geyser Tuma on Kli Zchuches. For some reason, as it relates to Tumas Eretz Amim, it's a whole discussion in the Gemara, but as it relates to Kli Zchuches, the Gemara never discussed him. The truth is, it's Tosfos Kasha on the daf, on the top of daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. All the Rishonim discuss it, but for now, the Gemara is going to discuss the halacha of Tumas Kli Zchuches. So really, as a slight introduction to the dafs, again, we're moving along with regards to the halachas of Tumah V'Tahira, and as it relates to a lot of these dafs, and sometimes if you put a little more effort into the introduction, the daf itself goes a little bit more smoothly. So we know that a keli is Mekabel Tumah. A keli could be mekabel tumah from an ava tumah, can't be mekabel tumah from a rishon, a sheni, or a shlishi. The only exception is that mashkin, one of the yud ches dvarim, which is what we're learning now, has an ability to be metame even a keli. But certainly midday raisa, a keli can only become tame if it comes in contact with an ava tumah. Now, as it relates to the Tumah of Kalim, not all Kalim are the same. Meaning, there's a difference between a Keli that's made from wood, a Keli that's made from Cheres, earthenware, a Keli that's made from metal, a Kli Matches. As it relates to Kli Cheres, there's four very important things that we need for today's daf. It's not so complicated. Number one, a Kli Cheres that becomes Tameh has no Tyre in a Mikvah. So usually, when you think of Tumah and Tahira, you think of a mikvah. A mikvah can't be metaira kli cheres. It's one of the chidushin of a kli cheres that it has no tahira in a mikvah. Another chidush of kli cheres is that if something merely comes in contact with a kli cheres, such as a sheretz, it wouldn't be metama the kli cheres. The only way something could be metama kli cheres is b'toichon. So if a kli sheretz would enter the kli cheres, then it would be metamit. Even if it doesn't touch it, it's only in the aver of the kli cheres. Kol hasher b'soicho yitmo chazal darshan. The point is that a kli cheres is unique in terms of how it becomes tame, and by the way, how it's metame as well. If a kli cheres is tame and something touches the kli cheres, it wouldn't be tame. It only would be metame with the kli cheres if something was in its ear space. The next thing is that a kli cheres that becomes tame, so you can't toivel it in a mikvah, so what do you do? So you have to destroy it. It's a pasuk in the Torah. You destroy it. Once you destroy it, it's tahar. What happens if you put the pieces back together? Does it become tummy again? The halach is no, which is also a chiddush, because a kli matches, for example, a keli that's made out of metal, where the halach is if you destroy it, it becomes tahar. If you put it back together, it gets what's called tumma yeshana. It gets its old tumma back. A kli cheres doesn't have that halach. And finally, the last thing that we need for the daf is that there's a difference in halacha as it relates to tumma v'taira between a keli that has a base kibul and a keli that does not have a base kibul. So that a keli that has a receptacle, like a spoon, has a base kibul, that is different than what's known as pshute kelim, a keli that has no receptacle at all. As it relates to klicheres, a klicheres only becomes tame if it has a base kibul. If it doesn't have a base kibul, it doesn't become tame. So with that brief introduction, says the Gemara, klis chuches, my time and gozabu rabban and tumah. So clearly klis chuches, midday rice has no tumah. Glass cannot be tame midday rice. It was all the institution of the chachamim, the yoisis, were metamid 80 years before the Churban, but midday raisa not, says the Gemara. If that's the case, why then did the Rabbanon decide that they should impose Tumah on Kli Zchuchas? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm a Rish Lakish, in the name of Rish Lakish. Now, if you take a look in the Maseres HaShas, the Maseres HaShas takes out the words, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a Rish Lakish sounds like Rabbi Yochanan was saying over in the name of Rish Lakish. And that would be a very big Kiddush, because Rabbi Yochanan was Rish Lakish's Rebbe. So I'm a Rish Lakish, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, I'm Rabbi Yudama Rav. It's always the Talmud saying over in the name of his Rebbe, that Rabbi Yochanan should be saying over in the name of Reish Lakish, that's a very big chiddush. So, Pashtus, the Girsa is Amar Reish Lakish, but regardless, being that glass is made from choil, it's made from sand, which is similar to a kli cheres, I've been a rabbanic kli cheres. So the reason that Allah is that kli zchuchas is tamei, because Chachamim felt that it was very similar to kli cheres, because it's made from afar, and being that it's made from sand, the Chachamim felt that it's too similar to kli cheres, and if there's not going to be tumma on kli zchuchas, people may make a mistake, or people may think that kli cheres isn't tamei either. If that's the case, meaning if the reason kli zchuchas is tame is because the chachamim felt that it's too similar to kli cheres, so the question is, it should mirror in halacha kli cheres. Says the Gemara, ela meyato loy tehe lohem tahir b'mikvah. It shouldn't have tahir in a mikvah. A kli cheres has no tahir in a mikvah, as we just mentioned. So kli zchuchas shouldn't have tahir in a mikvah either. Alam etanat, why do we learn in the mishnah? Elu chaytzim bekelim. The following are considered chatzitzos as it relates to a keli putting in the mikvah. Has zefes v'hamar. So zefes and mar are considered a chatzitza bekli zchuchas. Now, what do you see from here? You see that a kli zchuchas has tahir in a mikvah. If a kli zchuchas is tahir, you can put it in the mikvah and give it tahir. Because if you're going to tell me that a kli zchuchas has no tahir in a mikvah, then why are we talking about a chatzitza? So if we're discussing a chatzitza, that means it's a hilchas mikvahs. If that's the case, that means you could take a kli zchuchas that's tameh, put it in the mikvah to be metaret. What's the kasha? The kasha is, if the reason kli zchuchas has tumah is because it's similar to kli cheres, then doesn't it make sense to say, doin mino mina? Kli cheres itself has no tahir in a mikvah, so why would kli zchuchas have tahir in a mikvah? So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, kli zchuchas has no tahir in a mikvah. Why? Because it's like a kli cheres. So what is that Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah seems to be discussing a kli zchuchas that has tahir in a mikvah. We're just discussing zefes and mar that would be considered a chatzitza. It's talking about a specific case. You had a kli zchuchas, you had a keli that was made out of glass, and nikvu, and it got a hole in it. The hit of l'toichan avar, and you took lead, and you patched up the hole using lead. Okay, v'rameir, it's going according to Rameir, the Omar, who says, akol hoylich achra maimir. Rameir has a shita that if you have a keli that's made up of one material, then it gets a hole, and you put the keli back together using the other material. The halachic status, as it relates to tumah v'taira of that keli, is not what the ikar keli is, but rather it's of that material that was used to be maimir the keli, to put the keli back together. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, if you had a Chuchis that has a hole in it, and now you put lead inside of it. Amr Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, says Tamif, the Chachamim say Tar. What's the point? According to the Chachamim, it's Tar, because a Kli Chuchis is treated like a Kli Cheres. Once Kli Cheres has a hole, so it's not a keli anymore. Reb Meir says tame, because Reb Meir says that if you put it together with avar, so now moving forward, you're not going to look at it as a kli cheres anymore. You're going to look at it as avar. The point is that ordinarily a kli zchuchas is treated like a kli cheres, and ordinarily a kli zchuchas that becomes tame, you can't be metayer in the mikvah. Hacha b'maya skinon. However, we're discussing where it was put together with avar, or is put together with something that does have tire in the mikvah. It was put together with matches. Oh, being that it was put together with something that has tire in the mikvah, that thing now gives the entire keli. It defines the status of the keli. If now the keli would be tameh, it would have tire in the mikvah. So the Mishnah called it a kli cheres, a kli zchuchas, because that's really what it is. But in halacha, it doesn't have a din of a kli zchuchas, because it was put together by matches, and as it relates to the halacha, we're going according to Reb Meir, that it holds a kol hoylech achra maimit. So what's the bottom line? The reason the Chabad were goyzer on kli zchuchas, whether it was the Yoisi and Yoisi, whether it was 80 years before the Churban, is because it's too similar to kli cheres. If that's the case, argues the Gemara, there should be no tire in the mikvah. The Gemara says, you're right. It really has no tire in the mikvah. We have a Mishnah somewhere, in Mishnah Masechtas Mikvois, the ninth parak, where it's mashma that it does have tire in the mikvah. Whatever. We made an akimta. But the bottom line is, enochinami, in almost every single case, klis chuchis will have no tire in the mikvah. Says the Gemara Lemayato, if that's the case, nocha kasho, loy letamu migabon, klis chuchis should not be metama migabon. Meaning, we said earlier that a kli cheres is not metama migabon. How does a kli cheres become tame? It only becomes tame if something falls. Something tame comes into the ear space of the kli cheres. But if something merely touches the kli cheres, it doesn't become tame. So what's the Gemara's kasha? If kli zchuchas is tame only because it's like kli cheres, so kli zchuchas should mirror the kli cheres. It should have the same halacha. It shouldn't be. It should only become tame inside, not migabon. Now we know that's not the case. Alama tonight, why'd we learn in the Mishnah? Mesechtas Kelim Perek Beis. Kli cheres a kli neser. Kli cheres is an earthenware keli. Kli neser, Rashi says, is min adama levana. The point is, tumas on shava, that both the same as it relates to tame. How so? Mitamin, they become tame. Umitamin, and their mitama other things, meavireyim, only from its ear space, as we mentioned. Umitamin meachireyim. Additionally, they can become tame meachireyim. So what does that mean? That means if they have a stand, so think of a becher that's on a stand, and underneath the stand is a little hollow opening. So that ear space, even though it's the ear space underneath the keli, it's not the ear space of the keli itself, that also has the ability to convey toma. But the point is, ve'imitamin migabeyim, but if something merely touches the side of the keli, there'd be no toma. Additionally, ushvirasa mitayrasan. Once it becomes tame, kli cheres has no tire in a mikvah. The only way to be mitayrid is by destroying it. Kli neser ukli cheres, says the Gemara. Who did the masa malshava? Now it sounds like from this Mishnah, it's only a diak. It's not a mafurish a Mishnah, but it sounds like we have a diak here. What's the diak? It sounds like only kli neser and kli cheres, only earthenware kelim. Do you have the salacha that mitamin umitamin meyavireim umitamin meyachireim? But ve'im mitamin migabeim. As relates to kli zchuchas, it sounds like you don't have such a. What's the kasha? If kli zchuchas is only tame because it's similar to kli cheres, so just like kli cheres is only metame ba'avireyem, so you would think that kli zchuchas should have the same halacha. But the Gemara says, Amri kivin techi nishtabri yeshlam takana shabinu ki kli matches. It's true, the reason the Chachamim instituted toma on kli zchuchas is because they felt that it was similar to kli cheres. But at the same time, it's also a little like kli matches. How so? A kli cheres, once it breaks, the metzias is you can't put it back together. Kli zchuchas that breaks, you could put back together. In that vein, it's similar to kli matches, which if it breaks, you're able to put back together. So being that kli zchuchas has qualities of kli matches, the Chachamim felt that when they instituted the chiddush of tumas kli zchuchas, they didn't want it to be too dissimilar to kli matches, because they were concerned that it's a little like kli matches. And if we'll have certain kulos by kli zchuchas, people may come to be mako by kli matches as well. So what did the Chachamim say? The Chachamim said that just like kli matches is metama migabon, so too kli zchuchas is going to be metama migabon. So the reason, the siba for the ikur tumma of kli zchuchas was because it's similar to kli cheres. But at the end of the day, it's also a little bit similar to kli matches. And it's for that reason Chachamim felt that it should on some level follow the guidelines of kli matches as well. So far, we have on the one hand, kli zchuchas is like kli cheres Kli Cheres has no tire in the mikvah. Kli Zchukas has no tire in the mikvah. But we also have a case where it's not like Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres is not mitama bigabon. It's only mitama be'avireyen. Kli Zchukas is mitama migabon. Says the Gemara. Lemiyata, another question. Yachzu l'tumas and yeshono ki Kli Matches. If you tell me that it's also a little bit similar to Kli Matches, and it's for that reason, just like Kli Matches is mitama migabon, so too this is also mitama migabon. Freak the Gemara, if that's the case, and that's because it's somewhat similar to Kli Matches. So why don't we say that if it's similar to Kli Matches, it should be Yachzru L'Tumas and Yeshana Kli Matches? We said earlier that a Kli Cheres, again, everything we mentioned already in the introduction, if you break a Kli Cheres that's Tomei, then you put it back together, it doesn't get its Tumah back. Kli Matches that's Tomei that you break, you put it back together, it does get its Tumah back. Now the Halacha, Freak the Gemara, should be by Kli Zchuches, if it's somewhat similar to Kli Matches, you'd be Machmer, a little bit like Kli Matches. Is that if it's Tomei and you break it and you put it back together, it should be Tomei again. But the Gemara says it's not true. That now we learned to the Mishnah, Kli Matches, Pshuteyem, Umekableyem, Tmeyem. Kli Matches, whether it's a Keli that doesn't have a base kibble or it's a Keli that does have a base kibble, the Halach is either way, it's Tomei. Nishbru, if you break it, Taru. The Halach is it becomes Tar. Chazavasamem, Kalim, let's say you put it back together, Chazlu, Tomasam, Yishon, it becomes Tomei again. That's the Halach of Kli Matches. We look up Kli Zchukas, man, as it relates to Kli Zchukas, we learned to the Mishnah, Kli Yetzu, Kli Yar, Ukli Etzem, Ukli Zchukas. So we need from here, Kli Eitz is a wooden keli, Kli Ar is made out of leather, Kli Etzem is made out of bone, Kli Zchuches, that's what we need. So Pshuteyem, if it's a keli without a base kibble, it's Tahar. Umikableyem, if it has a base kibble, it's Tomei. Nishbru, if it breaks, Taru, it's Tahar. Chazav Asamayem Kelim, what happens if you put it back together? Mikabu Tomei Mikanu Laba. That Lachas is Mikabu Tomei Mikanu Laba. And the Gemara's Diak is that Mikanu Lahaba in. It sounds like only Mikanu Laba it's going to be Tomei. I'm afraid it's not going to be Tomei. Now, what's the reason? Now, Pasha, you'll tell me because it's like a Kli Cheres. But the Gemara is saying, to the extent you're telling me that you also have to be concerned and you also have to view the Kli Zchuches on some level as if it's Kli Matches. Kli Matches, that's Tomei that you break and you put back together, is Tomei. Not just Mikanu Lahaba, if it becomes Tomei again, but it gets back its old Tumah. So why do you say Kli Zchuches gets back its old Tumah as well? So the Gemara says, Tumas Kli Zchuches midrabanan. The reason is because Tumas Kli Zchuches, the whole Tumah of a Kli Zchuches is the Rabbanan, right? Yosef ben Yehiezer, Yosef ben Yochanan, 80 years before the Korban. Tumah Yishana, this halacha, that if a keli is Tomei, you break the keli, you put it back together, it's Tomei again, that's only midrabanan. Midday rice, it's really not Tomei. It's only a dindrabanan. But Tumah day rice, achisab rabanan Tumah, but Tumah the Rabbanah lo yechisal Rabbanah Tumah. Tarti the Rabbanah lo yamrina. Meaning the Rabbanah will mechadish Tumas Kli Zchuches, but only for something that's Tumah Midei Raisa. The whole Yisoid of Tumah Yishana is only a Tumah the Rabbanah. Being that Tumah Yishana is Tumah the Rabbanah, and Tumas Kli Zchuches is a Tumah the Rabbanah, so for two the Rabbanahs, you don't have this halacha. Freit the Gemara, Pshuteyem Yel Letame. What about the Pshuteyem? One of the things that we saw in this Mishnah that the Gemara mentioned a moment ago was that Kli Eitz, Kli Ar, Kli Etzem, Kli Zchuches, we need Kli Zchuches, Pshuteyem Tahirin. If it's a keli that doesn't have a base kibble, it's just like a rod, there's no base kibble, that loch is its tar. Freit the Gemara, why is it tahar? So Pashut again, you'll tell me because it's similar to Kli Cheres. But once you tell me that we're also Machmer to treat it like Kli Matches, so Kli Matches is Tamei if it's a Pshutei Kli Matches. So why don't you say Pshutei Kli Cheres is Tomei as well? So the Gemara says, and the Pshutei Kli Matches Dei Reis in it. And here you can't tell me because it's only a Durabanon. The Pshutei Kli Matches is Tomei Medei Reisa. It's not a Tomei Yishana, which is a Tomei Durabanon. Here we're dealing with a Tomei Dei Reisa. We're dealing with Tomei Dei Reisa. It should have this Tomei. So the Gemara says, really, you're right. That should have been the case. But Abdibu Rabbanon Akeiro, Keichu Dei Lisra Velaya Truma Vekachim. You find this sometimes in Tomei Vetaira, that as much as the Chachamim, their knee-jerk reaction was to be Machmer when it comes to all in Yonah Tomei Vetaira, but there was always an invoice associated with Chumran. That's why you find sometimes the Rabbanu will make up. How so? Because if you're going to say something that's not Tomei is Tomei, what happens if it comes in contact with Truma? So what are you going to do with the Truma? You're going to burn it. The problem is you can't burn Truma that's not Tomei. So if you want to make up Tumas just to be Machmer, that's fine, but you have to realize that it could be a chumra da asay lidei kula. So what the chumra very often did when they instituted tumas, they at the same time that they were machmer, they were mechadash a tumah like tumas kli zchuches, they also implemented a kula, and they said that even though we're treating it as tamei, but we're not going to treat it like 100% tumah. You know why? So like this, there'll be a hacker, so people will realize that it's not real tumah. Why do you want that hacker? So if truma comes in contact with it, you're not going to burn the truma. So says the Gemara that really. really, we should have treated the Kli Zchuchas 100% like Kli Matres, and the halacha should have been that even Pshuteim should have been Tomei. The reason Chamin didn't do it, this was the hacker. There's always the hacker that we have in Tomei V'Tahira. This is that hacker. Bottom line is, what the Gemara is saying is that Kli Zchuchas Midereis is not Tomei. It's only Tomei V'Rabbanim. Why would the Rabbanim Mechadish Tomei by Kli Zchuchas? Because it's similar to Kli Cheres. Based on that, you would expect that the laws of Tumas Kli Zchuchas should mirror 100% the laws of Kli Cheres. Stating that, says the Gemara, that's not the case. And the reason that's not the case is because although on the one hand Kli Zchuchas is like Kli Cheres, Zchuchas is made from sand, Cheres is made from dirt, it's very, very similar, but there's also a characteristic trait of Zchuchas that's similar to Matris that's important in terms of defining it as it relates to Tumah V'Tahira. Matris, if it breaks, you can put back together. Zchuchas, if it breaks, you can put back together. Cheres, if it breaks, you can't put back together. So it's for that reason the Chachamim felt that even though the whole Siba of the Tumah is because it's similar to Cheres, but then again, we can't treat it exclusively like Cheres. On some level, we have no choice, but we have to treat it like Matris as well. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is it's like Cheres in that there's no tire in a mikvah. Cheres, that becomes Tomei, you can't put it in a mikvah, you can't put Kli Zchuchas in a mikvah. There's a Mishnah somewhere, Mesachtes Mikvahs, that talks about Kli Zchuchas and Chatzitza. So the Gemara addressed that right in the beginning of the sugya. It was talking about a case where it had a hole, you put it back together with lead, and we're going according to Rameyer, who holds that a keli gets defined by the thing that put it back together. Yoholach Achara Maimed. But as it relates to the Iker Halacha, could you be metired in a mikvah? What's the halacha? No. You can't put cheres in a mikvah. You can't put zchuchas in a mikvah either. Stating that, as it relates to many other halachas, it's not treated like cheres. Number one, kli cheres is not metama migabon. If something touches kli cheres from the outside of the keli, it doesn't become tame. Kli zchuchas is metama migabon. In that sense, we treat it like kli matches. There's no tumah yeshana by a kli cheres. There's no tumah yeshana by a kli zchuchas either. Pshuteyem, the pshute of a kli matches is tameh, the pshute of a kli cheres is not tameh. The point is that it goes a little this way, it goes a little that way. That was the first mahalach in the Gemara. The second mahalach in the Gemara is Ravashi. Ravashi says, lo'ilam l'kli cheres damo. Really, we treat this 100% like kli cheres. Meaning, it's not treated like kli matches at all. What was the question? What was the one example we had where we seem to be treating kli zchuchas like kli matches? The question was, lo'ilam tamu migabon. And we find that it is metama migabon. So the Gemara says an interesting teretz. Hoyo v'nira toichoy kebaroi. The reason it's metama migabon is because there's no difference between the gabon and the inside when it relates to glass, because glass is see-through. You could see right through it. So by cheres, which is not see-through, there's the inside and then there's the outside. But glass, which is see-through, there's no inside and outside. The point is they all look the same. And being that they all look the same as it relates to lemaisa, it's for that reason. So the bottom line is that according to the first teretz of the Gemara, sometimes we treat it like kli cheres, sometimes we treat it like kli matches. Turns out most cases we treat it like kli cheres, but the Gemara had to answer why we treat it like kli cheres, l'kula in those cases. If we go to chumra, sometimes like matches. So we had a whole Amid Gemara describing it. According to Rav Ashi said it's very simple. It's not sometimes like kli cheres, sometimes like matches. It's 100% cheres. The reason the chachamim were mechadish tumas kli zchuchas is because it's similar to kli cheres. If that's the case, it's 100% kli cheres. What was the one kash on it? It shouldn't be metama migabon. The teretz is by cheres is a difference between the inside and the outside because they look different. You can't see the inside from the outside. But being that by kli zchuchas you could, we treat it as one and the same. Says the Gemara Vayteshuv ben Shetach tikein ksuba lishna. Again, we're continuing along our little digression here. Middle discussing the Yud Ches Dvarim, we mentioned the Brisa about different takanas. So we mentioned first the takanas of Yoisi and Yoisi, and then the Brisa said Shimon ben Shetach tikein ksuba lishna v'gazar tumal kli matres. Shimon ben Shetach number one was mesak in ksuba lishna, and he was gozer tumah kli matres. So we're not going to discuss the ksuba lishna part of this, which is a little lighter, but rather the Gemara is going to continue along the theme of tumah v'tahira, and we're going to discuss tumas kli matres. Reik the Gemara Shimon ben Shetach. He was mechadish Tumas kli matches. Kli matches deiraisen inu. The pasuk says, "Aches hazohav ve'esa kosef." The context over there is after the mechames midyan. Chum had a be metayer everything. The point is, you see this tumah by metals midayraisa. So the Gemara says, "Lo nitzcha lo tumah yeshana." We're talking about the tumah yeshana, which is what we had mentioned earlier. Kli matches that was tameh, it broke. You put it back together. There's something called tumah yeshana, but tumah yeshana is only a tumah drabban. Damar Rabbi Yudamar Rab. I said there was a story b'shaltzia in Hamalka. So who is Shaltzion Amalka. Shaltzion Amalka was Yanai HaMelech's wife. Yanai HaMelech, who came up several times in Masechtas Brachos. So Yanai HaMelech's Rebbetzin, his wife, was Shaltzion Amalka. And Shaltzion Amalka actually was king of Klal Yisrael for a short period of time. After Yanai HaMelech died, so his wife, the queen, she became the next king. Either way, there was a story with Shaltzion Amalka. She made a big party for her son. V'nitmu kol keileh. And somebody died at the party. And it was Tumas Oil. And all the keileh became tameh. V'shavr son. And she broke all the keileh to be matired them. Unasna letzairif. And then she gave it to her smiths to put it back together. V'ritcham. They put it back together. V'asimim keileh chadashim. V'amr chachamim. And the chachamim were right there. And the chachamim said at that time, Yachzru tumasim yishana. Then no. Shaltzion, this is not okay. We have to, now that you put these keileh back together, they're going to be treated as being tamei again. Either way, when Shimon ben Shetach was Geyser, Tumah, and Kli Matris, this is the rest of the story. The story happened after the Maisa of Shaltzion Amalka. Now, if you really remember the rest of the story from Masechtas Brachos, Daf Memches Amud Aleph, what was the relationship between Shaltzion Amalka and Shimon ben Shetach? Shimon ben Shetach was her brother. That was the Gemara where they did Yanai HaMelech and his wife, they ate and they didn't have a bench, and Shimon ben Shetach ate a kezayis, and he was moitzi them with benching, and that's with the Rashi and Toisvis, and someone that's Mechuyim de Rabbanim can be moitzi, someone that's Mechuyim de Raisa. One of the most important Gemaras in Masechtas Brachos was there on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. But either way, it all starts with Shimon ben Shetach being Shaltzion Amalka's brother. So that's the context over here, that Shimon ben Shetach must have been at that party, that it was his nephew after all, and he went ahead and he said that, no, you can't just break the keilim and put them back together, and he was mechadish this idea of Tumah Yishana. Says in my time, why were they mechadish Tumah Yishana? Says the Gemara, Mishum Geder Mechatas Naguba. The reason is because really what happens when somebody becomes Tomei Tumas Meis? If a person becomes Tomei Tumas Meis, or even if a Keli becomes Tomei Tumas Meis, the way it becomes Tar is with the Paraduma. So it was because of a Geder for the Paraduma. They didn't want people to stop making light of the Paraduma, so the Chachamim went ahead and they imposed this. Mishum Geder Mechatas Naguba, that people shouldn't make light of the Paraduma, meaning you're making a kalos. Really, you need the Paraduma. Now you don't, because you put it back together, but it's a gather. People may be lax moving forward. Now this is good if the halach of Tumah Yishana is only related to Tumas Meis. Meaning if the halach of Tumah Yishana is with some, a keli becomes Tumas Meis, then you break it, then you put it back together. So you see it's related to Tumas Meis, so you'll tell me it's a gather for Mechatas. But according to Mandama that says that this was true for all Tumas, what does it have to do with Tumas Mechatas? It's true for everything. Amr Abaya said, Abaye said, right, it has to be something else. Yeah? Maybe the reason is because we were afraid that somebody will have a keli, the keli is going to be tame, and he's going to make a little hole in the keli. And in his mind, he's going to quote-unquote destroy it, and then he's going to plug the hole, he's going to put it back together. Now, you have to really destroy the keli, or at the very least, you have to make a hole that's a shear. Rashi talks about what the shear is, but there has to be a real shear. If it's not a real shear, then it doesn't constitute breaking. So, as a gzera, shema lo yikavenu b'chdei tarasa, you might not make the hole big enough. So the chachamim went ahead, and the chachamim said this halacha. Rava said gzera shema yoyimu tefila bas yoyimu oylala. Rava said for a different reason. Rava said that people may not realize if you can have a keli, it became Tameh, you broke it, and you put it back together. And now you're using it again. Now, people may not realize that you broke the keli and put it back together. You know what people are going to think? You probably put it in the mikvah. The problem is, why are you using it that day? When something is Tameh and it goes in the mikvah, it needs Harif Shemesh, Brachas Dab Beis. Right, you have to wait until Harif Shemesh before you're able to use it. So if that's the case, why are you able to use it now? L'chura, you didn't have Harif Shemesh. So people may get confused, they'll become lax in the laws of Harif Shemesh, and it's for that reason the Chachamim made a gzeira, and the Chachamim said there's something called Tumah Yishana. So again, first the Gemara thought Tumah Yishana is related to Tumas Meis. The Gemara said, that's fine, but that's only true if you hold that Tumah Yishana was only said by Tumas Meis. If Tumah Yishana was said even by a Kehle that became Tami Al Yedei Asheretz, it can't be a gzeira Mishum Mechatas, can't be related to Paraduma, because what does Paraduma have to do with Tumas Asheretz? The only time you need the Paraduma is when there's Tumas Meis, so it must be it's some other gzeira. What could the gzeira be? Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Abaye said, gzeira that you may not really break it, you'll make a hole, but not a proper hole. Rava said, gzeira Shema Yoyim Rutfila Bas Yoyim Oilala. We're afraid that people may think you put it in the mikvah without Erev Shabbos. My Beinayu, is there a difference between Abaye's Pshat and Rav's Pshat? Mara says there is a difference. Like Beinayu, diratzfinu mirtzav. The nafkamina would be, let's say when you put it back together, you made it look like a completely new keli. So according to Rava said he's concerned that people may think you didn't break the keli and put it back together. Rather, you put it in the mikvah. Now it looks like a new keli. So if it looks like a new keli, Rava's gezerah is not a real gezerah. Abaye's gezerah, shema lo yikaveinu b'chtei tarasi. That's always a gezerah. I mean, if you're going to rely on breaking a keli and put it back together, even if you put it back together in a way where it looks like a completely different keli, but at the end of the day, Rava Abaye's concern is still a real concern. What about the guy that's not going to do it properly? So if that's the case, it's for that reason, it's going to be an issue. One more gemara. So again, returning now to the Yud Ches Dvarim. So far we saw 9 of the Yud Ches Dvarim. We'll make a little bit of a sikum on this tomorrow. But for now, we'll just jump right into the 10th one, says the Gemara. So again, returning to our regular program, which is the Yud Ches Dvarim. We had almost 2 dafin of digressions. So says the Gemara, V'idach Maihi, what is the 10th of the Yud Ches Dvarim? The Tanan, it's a Mishnah, Mesechtes, Mikvoi. So the context to this Mishnah is something that we just saw recently, and that is that if a mikvah, in order for it to be kosher, has to have 40 sa. 40 sa of mayim geshamim. Once a mikveh has 40 sa of mei geshamim, if you put other water or some other foreign object into it, it's fine. It's going to be a bottle. Before the mikveh has 40 sa of mei geshamim, if you put something in it that is possible for a mikveh, such as mayim shuvim, it could be a problem. How much mayim shuvim would be an issue? So it's a machlekes. It was one of the 3 machlekeses between Shammai and Hillel. The Chachamim said, like the Reze, like the Reze, right? The 2 weavers came from the Shara Ashba, and they said 3 lugim of mayim shuvim would pass a mikvah. So as it relates to this halacha, haminiach kelim tachas atzinor, if somebody puts a keli underneath a pipe, the kabel makes shamim, and the reason he put it there was because he wanted to be mekabel makes shamim. Echad kelim don't know whether the keli was a big keli, echad kelim don't know whether it was a small keli. Va'afilu klei avonim, even if it was made out of stone, or klei adam, it was made out of earth, or klei galalim, it doesn't matter what it was made out of, poislin es hamikvah. The halacha is, it would pass the mikvah. Why? Because once the water goes into this keli, so the water is going to have a din of mayim shuvim. Once it's mayim shuvim, 3 lugan of mayim shuvim would make a mikvah possible. Now, the halacha is true. If somebody put it there bekavana, or if someone put the keli there and then he forgot about it, divrei beishamay. That's what beishamay holds. Beisil says mitar b'shechech. If you put it there and then you forgot about it, then it's going to be tar. Meaning the water, it was raining, it went through this pipe. It ended up in a keli. You would think the water is now considered mayim shuvim. If it goes into a keli, by definition, that should make it mayim shuvim. Stating that, the only time something's called mayim shuvim, and that's really the punchline of this machloikis beishamay beisil, is if the person had in mind for the water to be in a keli. There had to be some level of das for the water to be in the keli. If there was no das with the water being in the keli, then there's no shalach. So if you place a keli underneath this pipe where rainwater is flowing into, so then the halacha is the water when it lands in the pipe would make the water, when it lands in the keli that's underneath the pipe, would make it into mayim shuvim. If, however, you place the keli there and then you forgot about it, here we have a shaila. The shaila is when the water then eventually ends up in the keli. Is it considered that it was dir bedas or is it not dir bedas? That's the machloikis. Echad aminech, echad ha-shecheach, dir be-shamay. Even if you forgot it, Beisul is mitar and be-shecheach. Beisul says, no, if you forgot it there, you don't have the salach. Rameir said that as relates to this machloikis between be-shamay and Beisul, nimnu v'rabu be-shamay and Beisul. Be-shamay voted, they were able to outvote Beisul, and what ended up happening was the halacha ended up being like Beis Shammai. In other words, that's just a roundabout way of saying that this is one of the Yud Ches Dvarim. The Yud Ches Dvarim where they were Nimnu V'Rabu Beis Shammai Al Beis Hillel. This was one of the 18 things, and that's what a mayor was saying. Moida Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is Moida B'Shechech B'Chatzah Shu'tar. That if somebody would leave a keli out in the chatzah, not underneath a pipe, he would just leave it in a chatzah, and then it rained into that keli. Of course, Beis Shammai would be Moida, that it wouldn't be considered Mayim Shulman. Because again, it's only considered Mayim Shulman if you had das for it to go into that keli. He said, "Adai machloikis bim kaimai metas." This machloikis bim b'shamay b'sil was never resolved. It's still a machloikis. In other words, Rabbi Yosi holds it's not one of the Yud Ches Dvarim. So again, the idach mahi, we're up to the 10th of the Yud Ches Dvarim. Which one is it? This machloikis between b'shamay b'sil, a very abstract halacha, where somebody left a keli underneath a pipe and then he forgot about it. He forgot that he ever left it there, and now rainwater ended up in that keli. does that water have a din of mayim she'uvim so that three lugim of it would make the mikvah pasul, or does it not? It was a machloikis b'shami b'silol. According to Rav Meir, this was one of the yudches dvarim. Rav Yossi said adayim machloikis b'mkoy me'emedes. This machloikis was never resolved, which means it's not one of the yudches dvarim, because the yudches dvarim were all resolved. Says the Gemara, Amr Amishar Shedvei Rav, Amri, they said in the yeshiva of Rav, Hakom Oidim, everybody agrees. Meaning, just explaining this machloikis b'shami b'silol a little bit better. Everybody agrees, k'shenichem b'shas kishar oven, that if somebody left this keli underneath the pipe where it's raining, dirt, when it was cloudy, meaning there were a lot of clouds outside, tmei, the halacha is it's going to be tamei. There's no machlokes there. Meaning, for sure, you had a mind for the water to be there. But just pizza oven, if it was a clear blue sky and you did it, everyone's going to agree it's tar, because no one expected it to rain. So if you put a keli there, there's no reason for us to assume that your kavana was that it was going to rain inside, and therefore it should be considered that. You left it there while it was cloudy, and then the clouds went away, and became cloudy again, and then it rained. Mar sovar, batla mach shaftei. Beisil holds, batla mach shaftei. Rashi's lashon is, dechin espazru, because when the clouds went away, asach daite, yet hesach adas. The sovar layerduk shal memoyed, so even though later it became cloudy again, and when you put it there originally it was cloudy, it doesn't matter, it's not considered that it was there, but das, and therefore the halachas is not going to be considered like mayim shuvim. Mar sovar, loy batla mach shaftei, whereas Beishamei says, loy batla mach shaftei. Now, the Gemara just said, this is the tenth of the Yudches Dvar. But the Gemara also said that it only is true according to Rav Meir. It's not true according to Rav Yossi. So says the Gemara, the Rav Yossi, Dama Machloikas, Adayim B'mkoy Moimedes. According to Rav Yossi, that says that this Machloikas B'Yisham B'Yisil was never resolved. It's not one of the Yudches Dvarim. It's Batsri Lahu. Like the Gemara, you only have nine, or meaning at the end of the day, we're going to be missing one. So what's Rav Yossi going to hold? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Af Benois Kutin, Nidois Me'arusasan Boy Bayoim Gazru. So what's this halacha? So Benois Kutim is actually the name of a perek in Masechtis Nida, a perek that we didn't learn that long ago, although it feels like ages ago. But regardless, Benois Kutin Nidois Me'arusasan. The halacha is that a Nida, a girl that sees dam, even if she's one day old, she becomes a nida, right? A girl that sees dam, me'oisemakim, even if she's a day old. The halacha is that she becomes a nida. Now, the Kutin didn't believe in this halacha. And because the Kutin didn't believe in this halacha, so the Chachamim were geizer on all Benois Kutin that they would be considered tamei. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe this little girl is a nida, and being that the Kutin didn't believe in Tumas Nida as it relates to a girl that's Me'arisason, so the Chachamim said that you always have to be concerned that maybe this Kuti is Tomei. Either way, that's the Mishnah of Nois Kutin Nidas Me'arisason, and says the Gemara, Boy Bayoim Gazru, according to Rabbi Yossi, this was one of the Yud Ches Dvarim Excel. So just a few horas as it relates to today's daf. So number one, we've been discussing some of the takanos that the Chachamim made, b'meshach hadoiris. Yossi ben Yoyezer ish treida, v'yossi ben Yoichanan ish Yerushalayim. So they were goyzer tuma on Eretz Amin, and they were goyzer tuma on Klis Chuches. They were goyzer tuma, they said that Chutz Laaretz is considered tame, and they were goyzer tuma that Klis Chuches is considered tame. Then the Gemara said that this gzeira on Tumas Eretz Amin and Klis Chuches seemed to happen a second time, 80 years before the Churban. And today's daf, the Gemara talked a little bit about the tuma of Klis Chuches. And yesterday's daf, the Gemara spoke more about the tuma of Eretz Amin. And really, what emerged from yesterday's daf was that the tuma of Eretz Amin happened in three phases. The first phase was Yossi ben Yoyezer ish Treida and Yossi ben Yoichanan ish Yerushalayim. The second phase was 80 years before the Churban. The third phase was after the Churban, and that was already when the Chachamim were in, when the Chachamim were in Usha. So number one, just to appreciate this a little bit better, who exactly were Yossi ben Yoyezer ish Treida and Yossi ben Yoichanan ish Yerushalayim? So that mentioned right at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. So Pirkei Avos begins, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, Masar Yeshua, Yeshua l'skeinim, v'skeinim l'neviim, v'neviim esarula, anshei k'nesses agdoilo. Shimon HaTzadik was from the Shiori anshei k'nesses agdoilo. His Talmud Muvik was Antignus ish Soichai. Antignus ish soiche had two talmidim. Yoisi ben Yoyezer ish Tzreda, the Yoisi ben Yoichanan ish Yerushalayim, which means they live towards the beginning of Bayis Sheni. I mean, they're literally from the first Moisrei HaTorah that are mentioned in Pirkei Avos. Right, the Mishnah says that Yeshua ben Prachio and Nitai Ha'arbeli were Mekabel from Yoisi ben Yoyezer ish Tzreda, Yoisi ben Yoichan ish Yerushalayim, Yehuda ben Tabe, Yeshua ben Metshetach were Mekabel from them, Shmaya Naftali were Mekabel from them, and then you have Hillel v'Shamay. So they're from the, they were from the earlier Tana. It's interesting, we don't know that much about what happened in that Kufa, right? Most of what we know about the Tana really starts generations later, from the Talmidim of Shammai, Talmidim of Hillel, and then you get into the Chachmei Yavna, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, and then all the way into the Amiram. But from the earlier Tanam, we don't know that much. I found the Meiri wrote a sefer called Seder HaKabbalah. It's really his Akdama to Pirkei Avos. So I was going through it on Shabbos a little bit. So I saw he says that he was talking about this Dar, the Tkuf of the early Tanam. So he says, V'noshuv le'inyonenu, just one excerpt for who? Shetzorech sheteda shebechol hadoyre shehiskarnu hoyu im hanesiyim v'aveis bezdin chachamim gedoylim. There were chachamim gedoylim in all these doyres. Loi noydu lanu mehem rak meat mizer. We only know, however, very few of them. For who shemitzach loi hoyu shal machloikis? Being that there was no machloikis in those times, loi huskura chachamim shebaisen adoyres v'loi nesparsam in yonim ledoyres. For who? And he gives a few examples. Shebimei atignus loi motzasi betalmud mihoy. I don't know any other person that lived in the same time as Antignus Soichai. He says, I did find Rabbi Loza ben Charsom Hayabiyam. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Loza ben Charsom. He was a Kohen Gadol, be made by a Sheni. When did he live? He says, I found written somewhere by the Gedolei HaMechabrim that he lived at the same time as Antignus ish soiche. V'chein bimei Yosef ben Yoyezer v'Yosef ben Yoichanan. Lo noida li ma hayu beyomeim. I don't know anything about their times. Ubimei Yeshua ben Prachim v'nitar beili hayu ben amtsam yim yoichanan metatsu. He says the point is, as it relates to the earlier Tanam, those first Tanam that I mentioned in Pirkei Avos, we know very little bit about them. But says the Meiri, don't think these were the only Tanam, the only tzaddikim that lived in that dar. There were many, many tzaddikim. It wasn't necessary to talk too much about them, but clearly there were many, many tzaddikim, many gedolim that lived in that time. Now, what was unique about Yosef ben Yoyezer and Yosef ben Yoichanan was the Mishnah says in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Tezayin and Aleph that the first machloikis in the history of Klal Yisrael happened during their lifetime. The first machloikis ever. What was it? We just had it the other day. Yes, smicha on Yontif or no smicha on Yontif? Someone's bringing a carbon Yontif. Do you do smicha? Do you not do smicha? But the bottom line is, as it relates to our suya, was the more intense component of it, and that is the tumah v'tahira that they instituted. They were guys of tumah on Eretz Ha'amim, and there were guys of Tumah on Kli Zchuchas. Now, I'll tell you something interesting. So, once upon a time, there was something called Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Yosef ben Yoyezer, Yosef ben Yoichanan, and then 80 years before the Churban, and then again in Usha. Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Yoredeya, Simin Shin Samich Tes Uboy Se'if Echad. The Mechaber says like this, a koyin muzeh shaloi letame b'meis. A koyin is not allowed to be metame to a meis. Then the Mechaber says, v'loi l'chol tumeis hamufurashis, v'loi l'chol tumeis haparashis mimenu. Additionally, he's not allowed to be metame to anything that comes from a meis. V'loi l'goylo, v'loi l'doifek, v'loi l'evim enachai, etc., etc., etc. Says the Mechabram, skipping, v'chein sodesh and echresh by kever. The same is true for a field that we know once had a kever, and now the kever was plowed through. V'einyadurim and koymet, what's known as a beis hapras. And then the Mechabram says, v'chol eretz ha'amim, also l'koyin l'tame behed. A koyin is not allowed to be metame in eretz ha'amim. That means a koyin is not allowed to go to chutz laretz. This is a halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Samech Tes. Rabbi Yaakov Raisha in the Shvus Yaakov, in a classic tshuva, it's in Chelik Aleph Simin Peihe, and he talks about it again in Chelik Beis Simin Tzadik Ches, says that mistimus lashon Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that this halacha is true bizman hazeh. Because we know that the Mechaber does not bring anything that's Hilchas of the Mashiach. The Rambam, in his Yad Chazaka, wrote on everything. He wrote on Kachim, he wrote about things that we don't have any Shaykhis to, Bizman Hazeh. But the Shulchan Aruch didn't. We have Dalet Chalke Shulchan Aruch, and every Sif caught in the Shulchan Aruch is Nogeya Bizman Hazeh. The Mechaber, the Tur, the Ramah, they didn't write anything that was Hilchas of the Mashiach. That would only be Nogeya when Mashiach comes. And if that's the case, said the Shvus Yaakov, it comes out that this Halacha, that Eretz HaAmim, is tamei, and as a result, a koyin is not allowed to go to Eretz Amim, is something that's nogeya bizman hazeh. And the Shvus Yaakov said, if that's the case, he says he has a very big problem because there are kohanim that live in Chutz Laaretz, and it's not so simple. Now he qualified it. He said because the truth is, the Gemara already says in different places that even though the Chachamim were goyzer tuma in Eretz Amim, there were some carve outs, there were some safe harbors, there were exceptions to this rule. Meaning, the tumma wasn't something that was imposed unequivocally. So, for example, it's okay. For parnasa, sometimes it would be okay. To be matzel things from Avdei Kechavim, the Gemara says it's okay to go to Eretz Amim. So you see already, the Chachamim gave exceptions to the rule. There are times where it's okay for somebody to go to Eretz Amim, but there has to be a reason. It can't just be a hefkevelt. So to stam, go to Eretz Amim, if you're a Kohen, said Rabbi Yaakov Raisha, I don't think it's okay. He said, it's Halacha Shulchan Aruch. He says, the Rosh brings it, the Rif brings it. But forget about that, the Shulchan Aruch brings it. And the Shulchan Aruch does not bring any Hilchas in the Meshicha. So if the Shulchan Aruch brings it, it means it's Halacha L'maisa. And he said that these Gemaras that we've been learning now about Tumas Eretz Amim, three phases, is something that's true Halacha L'maisa. Stating that, the Shach, the Taz, and Reb Kiva Egrin is Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch argue. And Reb Kiva Egrin gives two reasons why he thinks it's not Negei B'zman Hazeh. The second one I think is worth mentioning. But before that, just a very, very brief introduction. Something that we've talked about in the past in the daf over the years. But the aim based Medrash B'loi Chiddush. And that is as follows. There's a very difficult sugya in Mesechtes Nazir Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara talks about a Nazir who, like a Kohen, is not allowed to be Metam Alameis. In fact, a Nazir is very, very chomer. A Nazir is treated like a Kohen Gadol. So much so, there's a whole perek in Shas that talks about Nazir and Kohen Gadol. A Nazir and a Kohen Gadol are both walking together, and they bump into a Beis Mitzvah. So, a Nazir is not allowed to be Metam to a Meis. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Metam to a Meis. They're both very, very chomer. A Meis Mitzvah, everyone's Metam to a Meis Mitzvah. The question is, which one of them should be Metam to the Meis Mitzvah? Should the Nazir do it, or should the Kohen Gadol do it? Meaning, which one's Kedusha is more chomer, which one is less chomer? But anyway, a Nazir is very, very chum. The sugya Masechtas Nazir is discussing a Nazir who's tamei tumas meis. In fact, he's touching a meis right now. Is there an issa for him to become tamei again? Or being that he's tamei already, what difference does it make? So this is a very, very intense sugya. L'maisa, the Rambam and the Ravid discuss it in Perikei Hilchas Naziris. And at the end of the Ravid's very, very long hasaga on the Rambam, the Ravid said one line that was Marash Olamos. The Ravid said like this, that even though the halachas of Nazir maybe are not so negeya b'zman hazeh, I mean, it's possible to be a Nazir b'zman hazeh, but it's not so negeya b'zman hazeh. Stating that, says the Ravid, I'll tell you, a nafkemina of this shiloh, where it is negeya b'zman hazeh, and that is a koyim b'zman hazeh. A Kohen is also not allowed to be metame to a mace. But every Kohen b'zman hazeh is tamei tumas mace. Because the only way to be tar from tumas mace is with the parah aduma. We don't have a parah aduma. So said the Ravid, the Kohen b'zman hazeh, tamei mace. They're all tamei mace. V'oid, and if that's the case, ein aleihem chiyuv tuma, they have no chiyuv tuma. V'amechayev oisam, if somebody wants to say that a Kohen is not allowed to be metame to a mace today, Olav Lahavi Raya. It's incumbent upon him, the onus is on him to bring a Raya, to prove me wrong. Says the Ravid, my takeaway, Alocha L'maisa, and this is very Alocha L'maisa, from Nazir Daf Mem Beis, is forget about a Nazir, a Koyim Bizman Azez Tomei Tumas Meis. He's Tomei anyways. So what Isser is then for him to go ahead and be Metame? It's the Chsaivi Tomei. Says derived, I believe, that being that Kayhanama anyways Tomei Tumas Meis Bizman Hazeh, there'd be no issa for them to go ahead and to be Tomei. It's based on this Ravid that the Noida B'Yehuda in Hilchas Avelis, in Yerudea Simen Shin Ayin Bey, said a tremendous chiddush la-halacha. The context over there is a halacha that we've spoken about many times, and that is Kivrei Akum. A Kivrei Akum Metame Ba'oyo, or Kivrei Akum not Metame Boil. So it's a Gemara in the end of a Metzia, where the Gemara says that one of the Amirah met Eliyahu HaNavi in a Beis HaKfaris. And he turned to Eliyahu HaNavi, he said, Eliyahu, aren't you Pinchas? Pinchas is a Kohen. How you let it be in a Beis HaKfaris? So he told him, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that Kivrei Akum are not Metame, and this Beis HaKfaris that I'm in now is a Beis HaKfaris of Kivrei Akum. But Lemaisa, as it relates to halacha, it's a big machlokes rishonim, and there are 2 days brought down in Shulchan Aruch. A kivrei akum metama, a kivrei akum not metama. The mechaber in Shin Ayin Beis, Sivkon Beis, says as follows: kivrei ovdei kechavim, nochayin lizar hakoyim milei lechalei. The right thing to do is for a koyim not to go to kivrei akum. Don't rely on that ma'isa shahoya kachoya with Eliyahu HaNavi. Afal pisha yesh makivim, says the Ramah, even though there are people that are making, but nochin lahachmer. The right thing to do is to be machmer, says the Noida B'Yehuda, Dagom Ravava, that I want to say a chiddush. Because we have arrived in Perakei Hilchas Naziris, where the Ravid said that Bizman Azeh, a Kohen is allowed to be Metame to a Mace. Because Bizman Azeh, the Kohen's Tommy anyways. And just like that Nazir who was already Tommy had no wish to be Metame to a Mace based on the Sugya Nazir Daf Membeis, a Kohen Bizman Azeh is anyways Tommy to Mas Mace. Everyone's Tommy to Mas Mace. So the Chur, there should be no wish for a Kohen to be Metame. So he says, I want to say a Chiddish. A Kohen, even though of course cannot rely the Katril on this Ravid, but as it relates to Kivreyakum, he could be soy mechana lekatchila because he said it's a svek sveka, it's a sofik. Maybe Kivreyakum are not metama, and even if Kivreyakum are metama, maybe the Ravid's gerecht. And he says, by the way, the Mishlo Melech and the Lechem Mishnah in Perakei Hilchas Nazira said that it's not only the Ravid, it's also Rashi. So we have the Ravid and Rashi, and Kedaya Ravid varashmi lismay chaleim as it relates to something which is only a shaila of Sofik Tuma. So it's only a question of Sofik Tuma. He says that even though, of course, a Koyan is not Lekatchil allowed to be Soymech on this Ravid, but as it relates to a Sofik Tuma, a place where you anyways have Rishonim that Paskin, that it's Mutter for a Koyan to be Metamah to Kivrei Yaakov. So you have Kivrei Yaakov, which is a Sofik, and now you have over here this sheet that's a Ravid. So said the Noida Yehuda in the Dogel Mervava, on his gillion on the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeus and in Shin Ayin Beis, that it would be okay for a Koyen Bizman Azeh to go into a non-Jewish cemetery. Stating that, there's a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. It's in Yoredeya, Simin Shin Lamed Zayin. And in the tshuva, he has a long discussion about this Raivin. And then he says something unbelievable. He says, I remember Kad Havina Talia, when I was a child, and Yutzak Mayan, I was being Mishamish, my Groyser Rebbe, HaChosich HaBekohuna, HaGoyin Mayreinu, V'Rabbeinu, HaRab Nosen Edel, Zechitzadik V'Kodesh Levracha. He said, it was in the year Tov Kuf Mem Gimel, and I was traveling together with my Rebbe. And we passed through the city of Prague. And my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, told me that he wants to visit the Noi de Yehuda. So he said, I went together with him to the Noi de Yehuda. So Rav Nosson Adler meets the Noi de Yehuda, and they started talking and learning. And he said, it just so happens they were discussing this Ravid. And the Noi de Yehuda told my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, his chiddush that he said, that he holds it's okay lekatchila for a koyin, and for sure, b'shas atrak, for a koyin bizman hazeh to go into Kivrei Yaakov, b'tzir of the fact that the Rishonim that hold that Kivrei Yaakov are not metame ba'oil, and the Ravid that holds that it's okay for a koyin to be metame to a mace bizman hazeh. And he says, Umayri v'rebi's al pupil olav. He says, I remember my Rebbe was being mefalful with him, and he was arguing with him. V'nifridu zeh mizeh. And they ended up parting ways. But the Hichlifu Pilpulim Ayadeh, meaning my Rebbe didn't stay by the Noi de Yehuda the whole day, he left. But even after he left, they continued the conversation. You know how? Said the Chassam Sofer through me. V'ani ho yisi moitzi umevi hadvar. Said the Chassam Sofer said, I was the Shikyingel. I was literally going from Rabbi Cheska land on the Noi de Yehuda. I was hearing his Svara. I went to my Rebbe, Rabbi Nosson Adler. They trusted the Chassam Sofer at a young age. I mean, imagine this. The Chassam Sofer is the Shliach between Rabbi Nosson Adler and the Noi de Yehuda. And he kept on going back and forth, says the Chassam Sofer. Va'oz chazer by agoy in Oyde Yehuda. He says, I remember the Oyde Yehuda was chazer. Va'hoisef ala gilyon. And then he wrote on the side of his gilyon something. He says, I remember he wrote a comment on the side of his gilyon. Now, if you open up your Shulchan Aruch, right here, right after this chiddush of the Oyde Yehuda, he says like this. Omar Yecheskel, as in Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, the Oyde Yehuda. Ma she kosafti begilyon. I was following the Mishnah Lamelech, who says that according to the Ravid, ain iser klal a koyin shekvar nitma l'tam atzmei, that a koyin that's tummy, there's no iser for him to be tummy again. Avol achshav nasati alibi. He said, but I thought about it again. You just think about it. Now you know the rest of the story. This is Rav Nosson Adler with the Chassam Sofer, a young Chassam Sofer as the Shliach. She'ulai, I realize now maybe I made a mistake. She'ulai lo yomra ha-Ravid ela le'inyin chi of Malkus. Maybe the Ravid only meant it with regards to the chi of Malkus. Avo le'inyin iser, ulai afilu iser toira moida. But maybe he was moida, there was an iser. Let's read again the Lashon of the Ravid. The Ravid says, v'koyhanim bizman hazeh, Tmeye Mesei. The Oid Ein Aleim Chiyuv Toma. He didn't say there's no Isser. He said there's no Chiyuv. The Malkus that a Koyin gets for being Metame to a Mes, that or the Nazir would get, that he doesn't have. V'ham Mechayiv Oysom. Again, V'ham Mechayiv Oysom. You have to be Medayik L'shoinei Azov Shal Arayvin. So said the Night of Yudah, I didn't think it was a Diyak. And the Mishlo Melech also didn't think it was a Diyak. But he says, Nosati Elibi. Rest of the story, the Chassam Sofer of Nosson Adler, that maybe it's a toys. So then he says, V'yesh B'shitois Halolu Kame Ikuli Yupshuri. There's a lot of twists and turns in this story. sugya, meaning it's a hard sugya. The gama sugya sasri adad is even stirus in the sugyas. The eish bezet dvarim amukim. It's very tifa sugya. Lo yakile magilyoin. Lo chen hadar nobi. I'm being choizer milahatu lo koyin leilech al kibre oivde kechavim. He says, I'm retracting my heter and I hold that it's not okay. Then he says, what about a koyin that's arum, that has no clothing, based on the halacha of Gadol Kavod Abriyah Shadoichal Oisei Shabbatayra, and he says, take a look at my tshuva that I wrote in Oyd B'Yudah Simon Lamed, hey, that's the tshuva that we learned together in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yutes, and Daf Chof, Advarim Atikim, he quotes it right there at the end of his Gilyon. He says, you'll see what I said over there as it relates to being Mekel when it comes to a Shiloh of Gadol Kavod Abriyah. But the bottom line is, Oyd B'Yudah was Chayzer, but just coming full circle. So what does it have to do with what we're learning? We're talking about Tumas Eretz Am. On this halach and Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says again, going back to Yeridei Shin Samech Tes, v'chol Eretz Amim also a koyin l'tam ben. Said Rabbi Yaakov Raisha and Nishvus Yaakov, that means a koyin is not allowed to go to Chutz Lartz. If he has a good reason, yeah. But if he doesn't have a good reason, not. But we said the Shach and the Taz, Rabbi Kivega says not. So I'm reading from Rabbi Kivega. Zok Rabbi Kivega, v'achshav loy nagu lizoer. People are not careful, meaning koyanim live in Chutz Lartz, they come, they travel, they come for simchas. There's no problem. V'ulai, he says, Yesh lahokam mipnei ha-parnosa. He says, maybe it's related to parnosa. Inami mipnei shakulonu tmei meis. Maybe it's because we're all tamei meis. This rivet, meaning even though we're not soymich on this rivet, even to be mitstarif, the Noyde Behuda wasn't sure if he could be soymich on this rivet, but as it relates to this gzeiro of Tumas Eretz Amin, which was only a takono, and you see the Chachamim already opposed different layers and different levels as it relates to this takono. Could be as it relates to that, this is something that's going to be okay, but as it relates to something else, it's not going to be okay. Just to end on one lighter note, and that is at the very end of the daf, the Gemara mentioned that according to Rabbi Yosei, Benois Kutim Nidois Me'arusason is one of the Yud Ches Dvarim. Now the truth is, if you remember the sugya Masechtas Nido, the Gemara said that why are Benois Kutim Nidois Me'arusason? Really, if you think about it, it's very, very shver. Why? Because what are you worried about? You're worried about a kuti may have a baby, and the baby had dam nida, and because the baby had dam nida, and then not careful in this halacha that even a baby has tumas nida, so maybe this baby is a nida. So because of that, any person that comes and kind of mishkav and the moishav and all the halachas of bnei kutim nida is mea rusasim, what are the chances that a baby is going to be tummy tumas nida? It's a milsa de lo shchicha. At the very least, it's a mute. And the Gemara asked the kasha mesachtes nida. And the Gemara says, going according to Rameyer. Rameyer is chayish lamiyuto. This is a Rameyer de gesugya. And Tosa asks the kasha, I don't understand. Is it Rameyer that's chayish lamiyuto, or was this one of the yudchas dvarim? I don't think the yudchas dvarim had anything to do with Rameyer, number one. Number two, the yudchas dvarim, everybody's masking to. Rameyer's chayish lamiyuto, you don't pass like Rameyer. So if Rameyer is a das yochid that's chayish lamiyuto, what does it have to do with the yud ches dvarim? So Tosfos says you have to say that there were levels in Benois Kutim Nidas Marusasai, meaning there were different components to the gzera. That seems to be the theme of the last few dafin. But there was a chelik of it that's yud ches dvarim, and there was a chelik of it, that's related to Rameyer that's chayish lamiyuto. You know, when we learned Masechtas Brachos, so we mentioned from the Sefer Divrei Torah, the Minchas Aluza, the Munkacher Rebbe, where he brings that he heard from the Zidit Shoyver Rebbe, Shamati mi Magide Emes, Shoya Eitzel Agoyen HaKodesh Rab Tzvi Hersh mi Zidit Shoyv, that he was very, very sick. He was literally lying on his deathbed. And the situation was very, very bad. And he called one of his Gaboyim and he told his Gabay, take a little bit of money and put it in the Pushka for Rameir Balanes. So the Chassidim said, he says, Imamish, the Rebbe's dying. Rameya Balanes, why do you want this so badly? So he told him, because right now he's a goysis. And Chazal say, Roiv goysis in Lamisa. And he said, he's afraid. Roiv goysis in Lamisa, he's probably going to die. He said, but we know Rameya is chayish lamiyuta. So he says, I want you to put money in the pushka of Rameya Balanes and say, Alakod the Meir Aneni, that you should be ma'ur the schus of Rameya. Rameya is chayish lamiyuta. So the Mukacher Rebbe was moisiv that he heard from one of his Zaydas. That one of his aides says, that's the Indian, that's the side of this skula of Elikad Meir Aneni. Because a person finds himself sometimes in an Eis Sarah. And maybe he's in an Eis Sarah because in Shemayim they're judging him. In Shemayim they came out that he was Reiv Avoynes. And he was only a Miat of Schuyos. And because he's Reiv Avoynes, he was Nidai Lamisa. But Rameir is the Chayesh Lamiyuta. Rameir even the little bit of schusim that he has could be ma'or, tremendous rachmei shamayim. And he said, it's from there that we have this Kabbalah, that Yidden, we always say, because Yidden aren't impressed by statistics, Yidden aren't impressed by probability, and all these things, that's all good for the statisticians and for the scientists. But a Yid lives with a l'kod Meir Aneni. We live with Rav Meir that's chayish l'miyuta. I'll just tell you one interesting anecdote on that note, and that is, before the Noid of Yehuda was the Rav in Prague. So the Rav in Prague was Rav David Oppenheim. Rav David Oppenheim was a Goyen Olam. He passed away in the year 1736. And Rav David Oppenheim was the Rav in Prague before the Noid of Yehuda. The Welt says that when Rav David Oppenheim was lying on his deathbed, so his chassidim and his talmidim, they came and they asked him, they said, Rebbe, Rav David, that when the Rav is nifta, who should be the next Rav in Prague? And he was quiet, and he said, who should be the next Rav? We have to know who's going to be the next Rav in Prague. And he said, Vos is mit Rav Meir? Vos is mit Rav Meir? Either way, a short while later, Rav David passed away. And after he passed away, nobody could figure out this cryptic statement that Rav David Oppenheim, the Goyen Olam, said on his deathbed. He said, Vos is mit Rav Meir? And they assumed that the next Rav had to be someone Rav Meir. And there was no one Rav Meir that they knew of that was qualified to be the next Rav in Prague. And believe it or not, for 20 years, the great city of Prague did not have a Rav. It's a true story. For 20 years, the great city of Prague didn't have a Rav. It didn't have a Rav. Number one, they were having a hard time finding a Mamal and Mokim for Rav David Oppenheim. But besides, they had this final death wish from the great rabbi who said, Vos is mit Rav Meir. The next Rav of Prague was the Noid of Yehuda. It was Rabbi Yecheskel Landau. And when the Noid of Yehuda came Rav, so one of the first questions he was asked, I don't think there's a tshuva on this, the Noid of Yehuda, but one of the first questions that the Rabbi Yecheskel Landau was asked is, I don't understand. Rabbi David Oppenheim said that the next Rav has to be Rav Meir. And he's Tach Yecheskel. I'm a Yecheskel. We just saw it. He said, you're not Rav Meir. So he says, oh, the Olam didn't understand what the Rav meant. He didn't mean the next Rav should be Rav Meir. He meant to say that he was lying on his deathbed and you were treating him like he was dead already. Why? Because Rav Goybs is in the Misa. What he meant to say was, Vos is mit Rav Meir. A Yid never thinks that way. A Yid is Chayesh L'miyuta, and right, he wasn't a spell from the Rav Goyson L'misa. That's what he was trying to say. He was trying to be Mechazikos, that don't think he's going to Vos is mit Rav Meir, not the next Rav of Prague is Rabbi Yecheskel, it's not Rav Meir. What he meant to say was what the Zidda Choyver Rebbe said, what the Minchas Aluza brings in Divrei Torah, that a Yid has to live with Rav Meir that's Chayesh L'miyuta, as Yidden, we're not supposed to be impressed with statistics.